Lead us all in the Pledge of Allegiance. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we have approval of the agenda as presented. A motion.
I move that we approve the agenda as written.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
No.
Then,
would you like to have my chair?
I sure would.
He's going to have to leave in 1 second, but that's it.
All in favor of approving the agenda as presented?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, is there any public comment?
There's a public that's here presently.
So could you state for the recording your name?
Yeah, Nick Tweedmeyer, affiliated with the North Kids Up Herald.
Good. Okay, and also Greg?
Greg Englund, citizen.
So at this point, we're going to recess to executive session. The question is how long we think this will take. Why don't we say 30 minutes? Reconvening at 10:40, and if we have to make it longer, we will.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So 10:10. I just need the time. And
it is
10:07.
10:07.
Okay. We're going to reconvene at 10:30.
Yep. Okay.
It's 10:40. We're back in full session. We're going to extend the executive session until 11:10. It is now 11:10 in regular meeting, and we're going to continue the executive session until 11:30. It's now 11:30. We intend to take additional 15 minutes till 11:45 of executive session. Time to open session, and we'll be extending the executive session until
12:15.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
So we're now resumed regular session at 12:20, and we'll start by answering a particular question brought up by staff that if we didn't. That's off agenda, but is okay, and that's the question of whether or not staff besides the commissioners and the executive director can attend the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. And what staff has been doing over the most recent past is alternating and which worked out to be a no-cost issue if none of us were attending, but what we're talking about is potentially adding the cost of a ticket if there's another staff person that wants to go. Mm-hmm. And Lacey's particularly interested in hearing Commissioner Gelder. Mm-hmm. So I know that I'm planning to go to the chamber luncheon. And,
I always pay for my own.
What?
I always pay for my own.
We can ask that too.
So. That way, if they want to, I don't know.
Have three of us been in the same chair?
Lacey's going to be some taping, I think.
Okay.
He's good.
So, I don't think that we need to commission this decision. I just wanted to see if we are in.
Yes.
Right.
So, there. Or she wasn't.
When is the chamber lunch?
It's the first.
It's
Thursday.
It's Thursday
of the month. Derek Kilmer's.
I thought Gelder was.
I'll get Mark Gelder. Which, Kilmer is going to be at the other one.
I might go to that, actually. Sally might want to go. What are you looking for? Oh, your pencil.
Kilmer's going to be at something else.
Yeah, Kilmer. The KCAC, maybe.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay, so the first item that we're going to address while we're waiting for copies is the Washington Boulevard Park improvements, a schedule of pieces, elements of design that we might be interested in contributing to or purchasing. And we discussed this at the last work session. Mm-hmm. And so let's review what pieces we agreed clearly we didn't want to do.
Right.
For any of these.
Yeah.
I think that jumping in after I just asked that question, street furniture and wayfinding signs, my recollection of the conversation is that we agreed that they would install whatever was necessary as foundation for those, but
for
that we weren't going to do them this time.
Yeah, right.
So those two things are off.
Yeah.
Great. Yay.
I think we also agreed that the irrigation was on.
I just add to it, when I spoke with them, I told them that we would make it happen.
Okay. And then sidewalk inlays.
Can I go back to irrigation? So
yes.
It wouldn't be at their cost. It would be us doing the work.
Correct, yeah. It won't take nothing off. As long as I can see what their game plan is, because it makes a difference on what they're going to incorporate into the design there, and whether or not they have water or not, they have to put something smart out there that can handle 90-degree weather.
Yeah.
I just told them, hey, I got the extra parts. I got everything we need sitting on the shelf back there that's not going to hurt anything on my budget.
And Ray would be coordinating with them.
Correct.
For it to happen, but
Yeah.
And so we're anticipating no cost.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So
I didn't want to say anything
time.
To them, but yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Employee time. But
Yeah.
And we had quite a conversation about the compass rose and the sidewalk inlays.
Mm-hmm.
The compass rose is what then, if I'm mistaken?
It's a large inlay that's typically in a roadway or sometimes in a large part of a patio. Or whatnot.
I just didn't know that sort of was.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of mosaic.
Often they're
a mosaic brick pattern or something.
There's one over by Sea Film.
I'm not familiar. I didn't know that that's what they called it. So,
but it seems to me that there was conversation about you reviewing possible designs that exist, or was that more about the fishtail?
I was doing the fishtail thing. We're still putting that out there right now. We're just trying to find somebody that's local, close to home, see if they can incorporate that rather than going way out and having big costs.
Yeah.
And so right now it's just still a work in progress. I want to share that with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that isn't related to these things.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can somebody refresh about the where we were on the compass rose, which I think was...
I think that we had taken it off the table because of the cost of it, that we thought that we could add other things to the park that were much more...
Yeah, not just the people that walk over them.
Right, that maybe something like what we were talking about with the whale, it could be sat on or climbed on by children or...
So did sidewalk inlays remain on the list?
I thought they did.
I don't know. I think we were going to do some further...
We were going to look at the inlay ideas. I think we were putting it a bit on the back burner, I think, weren't we?
Yeah.
But I thought we took the compass rose off, but we just
didn't.
Yeah.
And they have not got back to me, Mary, at all. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just waiting for them to initiate this.
Okay.
Because all the stuff that we have going on right now, I just felt that they were going to get a hold of me, and that's what I assumed with the...
So we're not actually authorizing that cost at this point.
Correct.
But we are providing direction and irrigation should happen.
Right.
But the irrigation, you guys are going to...
Yeah, exactly. And irrigation, out of all five of these things that are here, Mary, that's the only one that I even said yes to. All this other stuff, I thought the sidewalk inlay... If they were going to talk to me, but I haven't heard back from.
Okay, so when they get some designs, some ideas about what that could actually be, then we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
So since they wanted a decision on it pretty quickly here, it might be a good idea to poke them in reference to the sidewalk inlays to get some sort of idea of what they're talking about and get back to us on that maybe next.
Sure. I'll try to get a hold of him and let me write that down. Get a hold of them because they always. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you get to write, Ray pokes the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a hold of
no action.
Kim, I think, is. Yeah.
Yeah, Beachy.
Tim Beachy, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, so there's going to be a decision. Actually, we did make a decision to not contribute on several of the other items, but I don't think that requires an action,
well,
or no action.
Although we could let them. Well,
someone needs to.
We could let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. So the only thing I was going to share with him, like I did the other day, is that the irrigation is that definitely will step up with the reserves that I have. This other stuff here, I told him I wouldn't know anything about until I spoke with you folks.
Mm-hmm. So now you spoke.
Okay,
with
and
us.
We spoke with them, and so we got it on. We're put. The three of the four we're putting on hold. I'd like to know more about the sidewalk inlays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Awesome.
So is there copies for us to take a look at?
Just another minute.
Oh, she's working. That's okay.
Yeah.
What else do we have on here? Do you have a sheet for me?
Somebody came in to sign something.
Oh, yeah, that would have been that would have been the notice to vacate.
Right.
Oh, for
a couple of bags.
No, I opened the other one.
Oh, it's WPPS. Oh.
Yeah. So that's yours.
All three.
Yeah, we have to talk about that next time. Probably our special work session on the 6th.
So that's the next coming. So do we either make that a special meeting for action?
No, it's a special meeting. So is that something we pay? Is $3,300 in line with what we paid in the past for WPPS?
No, it says on the increase.
How much of
3%.
3%. So it's with
3.1.
Okay. I have to say, I think our WPPA membership is very valuable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's amazing. Thanks to Sharon.
Yeah. Amazing.
So we have our next regular meeting is November 28th, but we actually have a special work session with public comment on the 6th, a work session on the 13th, a public hearing on the 15th, and two work sessions, the 20th and 27th, before the regular meeting.
Oh, thank you.
This isn't on port letterhead.
Okay, let me. These ones are just copies for you guys. Let me do the one. Yeah, the one that you guys signed.
But, okay, so you'll do one that we can sign now?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to use a special paper?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to use a special paper.
There should be at least two so that Greg has
he
one
has
and
copy.
We have one.
Yeah. Meeting?
Oh.
Wednesday
the
14th. That's the one in Olympia.
Oh. I'm not going to that.
I'm not going either.
What is the day of what is the day of week?
Maybe stay. Staff might want to go.
Huh.
Okay, so I know we're pushing really hard here, but the blue one needs to be spaced properly.
Oh, I see those too. That drives me crazy. THs.
Yeah.
It's the little formatting things that. Do you have a copy of the employment agreement? Oh, this employment, never mind.
I guess if we let that get ready, but it's not hard.
Yeah, it says an attached employment agreement. It's attached.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Snowing in areas, gotta tell ya.
It's not snowing. Really?
Yeah.
No.
That's the show the other day.
Really?
In the mountains?
Yeah.
In the mountains.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, Steve.
Doesn't count.
I see Steve being a skier, or at least he used to be.
I used to ski. Then I bought a farm.
Yeah. I love that. That is so cool.
You ski?
No, I'm on a farm.
Yeah, right.
Where'd you get your farm, Steve?
What's that?
Where did you purchase the farm?
Just off of Barber Cutoff Road.
Okay.
Right off the highway there.
Yeah.
So that big piece of property that's... it was the Barber Dairy, actually.
Mm-hmm. Way back when. There's a big...
Johnston's a little bit after that.
That's great. Yeah. I love that place.
Yeah, it's cool.
Where's that?
My property.
Oh?
On Barber Cutoff Road.
I like just hearing what you just told, the story, you know, the history. I didn't know any of that at all.
Yeah.
You know, Barber Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Turn of the century, yeah.
Wow.
And then till 1930.
Wow.
Joint venture. We rode
it. Any of that stuff?
So Mary is...
About packles.
Yeah. You're about packles? That's cool.
You gonna get it? Do you shoot them?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
There's ours.
The chop, Terry.
Thank you. Yeah, Mary's made her changes.
Okay, good.
So I need to fill in the blanks.
Okay. No, it's still recording. Play your minds. Okay. You get to listen to that.
All right, so... We have a formal agreement to be signed by the three commissioners on behalf of the Port of Kingston and the community of Kingston and Greg Eglin to offer and accept employment as the new executive director for the Port of Kingston beginning November 26, 2018, for a salary of $115,000 a year. This goes to Terry, I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
And you all have in front of you a copy, and this would be the one that we would be all signing so that it can go into the file and someday we can create it perfect. So, with that, is there a motion to execute this agreement?
I make a motion to execute this agreement.
I will second that.
All in favor? Oh, further discussion? Oh, I would like to say in further discussion to emphasize the very last line of the agreement.
Uh-huh.
On behalf of the port, we're happy to have you on our team as executive director. And that will show in the minutes of this meeting.
Yeah. Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody else in favor?
Aye.
And can I ask you to sign this agreement?
Yep.
All right. Awesome.
We need to have a black pen.
There you go.
I think we have. Where is the good?
Right there.
There it is.
Wow. What makes that a good pen?
Yeah, it's nice heavy blue ink. That's the nice part.
Okay.
There's two.
There are two separate.
One for you, one for us.
Yeah. But we have to also sign. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
It's not official.
Yeah. It's not yet.
This is one. Oh, here it comes.
Thank you. Do we get to sign the grid with the grid pen?
Yes.
I'll follow that pen around.
Follow that pen?
We will eventually probably want to redo this because it's taking, adding those, that spacing.
Why
is this not?
Oh.
Okay, something better.
Kind of doctor's signature.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
a lot of documents.
Yeah.
I used to have a great signature.
Oh, you're right there.
Oh.
Okay, so
there we go. This is the front. And there.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So, oh, sorry. And this is the front of one of these.
Okay.
And this is.
We'll get it more formal.
This is the front of the other one.
Okay. All right, one.
Can I ask what the final rule
right,
on
the port towns leader has
item,
promised
action,
that
item
I
B?
Send
that we're not going to.
Yeah.
Action item B. We agreed
okay, here's
that
the front page.
We are going to.
Oh, that's a front page.
Wait.
That's a front page.
Agree that the
irrigation
will cover the cost.
And here's the second page.
And that Ray is authorized to move forward.
And that's the
forward.
Third page.
The
other. I don't want to look at that. That's what I got to set.
Oh,
here
you go.
He's trying to track.
Street furniture and make sure they leave the ability to add that later.
The PT.
And the signage. But those are added later.
They're one of our sister papers.
Or committing. And the other thing that is on hold is the street inlays.
Is the North Kitsapolis.
And or did you just discussion? No motion passed?
Well, we did have a formal motion. We agreed that we weren't seriously expending money, so. So you have one?
No. I'm getting it right now. Just making sure a couple of people.
So let me give this to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. You put it in the front.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. You put it in the front.
Yay, yeah. Man. What a wonderful day.
Amen.
Yay.
Okay.
So I already walked through the meetings for the month, including our next regular meeting, and asked now if there's any other public comment.
Do we need to add the November 19th governor's event, since all three
absolutely.
Of you are going to
yes.
be
to the list?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good, Terry. Yeah.
Seeing no public comments,
given.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.